I literally just walked through security at the McAllen, Texas airport. So we just finished up the border tour minutes ago, and now I'm waiting to get my flight. It's been a very informative 24 hours. We had the opportunity last night after we arrived. There were 18 senators on this trip. And after we arrived, we were taken by Border Patrol about 10:30 p.m. last evening. And we went right down to the border in what they call the Rio Grande Valley sector along the Rio Grande River. And we were there until about 12:30 a.m. this morning. And what we saw last night was very troubling. Literally, as we walked down to some dirt trails down to the edge of the river, we could hear Mexican cartel members with their flashlights, with very powerful floodlights that were shining them back at us from the Mexican side. They didn't know that it was U.S. senators on the border. They had assumed it was Border Patrol agents, but they were taunting us. They were threatening. They were saying some things that were obscene. I don't speak Spanish, but our Border Patrol agents who are fluent in Spanish were telling us that they were saying some horrible things because they feel so confident with what's going on at the moment in terms of an open southern border that it's just lawless. And sadly, these Mexican cartel are charging thousands of dollars per person to come across the southern border. And so they usher them across in rafts, and it's a very, very lucrative business. So we saw that firsthand last night. The other thing that struck me last night was as we were just about getting to the river, we were driving in a couple of SUVs with Border Patrol agents. They showed us signs that have been put up that direct the illegals, immigrants, where to go once they cross the U.S. border so they can be apprehended and begin to be processed. Literally, there was a yellow arrow on the trail that showed where they should go. There were signs constructed telling them where to go. And we visited one of these makeshift centers literally underneath a freeway or a highway bridge where we saw mothers and children in pens who were, it was overflowing, and in this makeshift area because they are so overwhelmed with the number of people coming across the border, they can't handle them all. They made a decision a couple of days ago that they aren't even now trying to make appointments for the court asylum claims. They're just turning them loose on an honor system because they just flat out don't have the human power to administer the flood of illegals coming across. We caught a few hours of sleep last night, and then we got back out first thing this morning with Border Patrol, and we went to the Donna site, D-O-N-N-A site, and that was probably the most troubling images that we saw were there at the Donna site. This is a tent city they've constructed where it is designed for 1,000 people, but with COVID protocols, the maximum capacity is 250. When we were there this morning, there were 4,200 people in that facility. These were a lot of children. There were a lot of moms. We could see children from ages from infants up to 6-7 years old. We saw teenagers there. It was heartbreaking. They were in these clear plastic, I would call it clear plastic temporary walls you could see through. They were literally laying next to each other, if not directly touching, at the most maybe a couple inches apart, just as far as you could see across these rooms. And then we were later told when they get ready to then move these children and these minors from that location to the next place they go, they do a COVID test when they're going to, for some of them, and they're seeing at least a 10% positive rate. In fact, we saw young people who had just tested positive for COVID kind of over one side of a fenced area and the others on another side, so that the positive test for these young people is higher, much higher than the average they're seeing right now in the Rio Grande Valley area. But there's a 1.2 million person backlog at the moment for asylum claims, and that's why is this happening? What's caused this? Let me be very, very clear. The Border Patrol agents, over and over again, every one of them we spoke with, told us it's very clear cause and effect from what happened on January 20th, when sadly, even though Border Patrol had warned the Biden administration, they'd warned the transition team to not to reverse the, what they call the Remain in Mexico policy, well, they did, and that is what is causing this flood coming primarily from Central America, because up until that point, we start seeing the lowest number of apprehensions on the southwest border in 45 years. We hit a 45-year low in 2020, 45-year low. Now we the projections, and even Secretary Mayorkas of the Biden administration said last week that they are expecting a 20-year high in apprehensions now looking in 2021. It's a direct result of the Biden administration's decision to overturn some policies that the Trump administration put in place that were working, and removing the incentive to make that very dangerous trip from Central America up to our border. The other thing was clear to me today was the flood of meth, fentanyl, and heroin that's coming across the southern border from the Mexican cartels. The border agents told us that when they are having to spend so much time with their limited staff trying to apprehend illegals coming across the border, as well as taking care of the children and parents and others who are in these temporary holding facilities, it takes away personnel that would be on the front lines otherwise, either securing the border from illegal crossings and criminals or trying to work on drug interdiction. They showed us a recent meth seizure they had right here in this sector that had a street value of over $2 million. Was quite recent. It's under investigation, in fact. So it definitely affects Montana, as I told the Border Patrol agents and I told the folks down here. We are a northern border state in Montana that has a southern border crisis. And I think what many Montanans are scratching their heads about is that why is it that a U.S. citizen, why is it so hard for a U.S. citizen to get back into the country? And it's so easy for somebody from Central America or Mexico to get into our country, because if you are a U.S. citizen, you leave the country, you're required to have a passport and a COVID test to get back in. Obviously, that's not the case right now on the southern border, and we're going to see this continued crisis on the southern border only get worse. Nobody down here is optimistic that this is going to get any better unless the policies fundamentally changed. That was just one of the point of the math. Remember the days of the Stop Math, Not Even Once campaign that we had in Montana 15, 20 years ago. That was focused primarily on meth that was homegrown, the meth that was being produced in Montana. That's not the case today. The meth that used to be produced in Montana that was homemade had purity levels less than 30%. The Mexican cartel-produced meth has purity levels above 95%. So it's far more addictive, far more dangerous. It's cheaper because they're able to produce so much of it in Mexico and flood the markets, that the prices have actually come down on it. For most of the apprehensions that they're doing, the people that are crossing the southern border run to the agents. They're not trying to avoid capture. They incentivize them to be captured because then they'll be released with the current policies that the Biden administration put in place effective January 20th. What concerns our border patrols when they do an active chase or where they have security cameras, people trying to avoid being caught, those are typically the criminals that they're dealing with, and those are the most dangerous as it relates to public safety. But again, given that our Border Patrol agents are overwhelmed just dealing with the other folks who are literally turning themselves in, it takes away time then where they could be chasing the true criminals that have criminal records. The solution is very straightforward. This is not a difficult problem to solve. The overall immigration challenge is going to take a lot of work in terms of bipartisan cooperation going forward. But to solve this problem of the illegal crossings and the wave, and we'll probably be a 20-year high of apprehensions this year, compare that to a 45-year low last year, is it returning back to policy that President Trump put in place. And that was reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy, which simply states that if you declare asylum, you have to remain in Mexico while the asylum is being adjudicated. You can't come into the U.S. and wait, because what happens when they come in the U.S., they never return back for their court appearance, and that's what they call catch and release. When President Trump put that in place back in early 2019, middle of 2019, and then he got cooperation from Mexico, which was a third, it's called a safe third country agreement, which said if you're coming from Central America, Mexico won't let you come across your claim of asylum. You have to wait there. You can't come all over the United States. Those policies dramatically decreased the amount of illegal crossings to a 45-year low last year. Biden reversed that on January 20th in executive order. He needs to go back to the original policies that were working. And it had President Biden listen to Border Patrol. The transition team was told by Border Patrol, they let us know this, they said, don't reverse these policies. If you do that, you're going to have a humanitarian crisis. That's exactly what we've got today. And then lastly, makes this, I urge President Biden, and I understand President Biden is Vice President Harris in charge of this. When she was asked about it, you know, she chuckled last week. I can tell you nobody laughed when we were visiting and seeing these children today. And I urge Vice President Harris and President Biden, get down to the southern border, listen to the folks on the ground, listen to what's going to work to solve this problem, because they're very, very clear. There's no questioning or stuttering about what solved the problem. The problem's been solved once, and they need to go back to those policies that were working, and the Border Patrol were very clear with us on that.